No problem. Next I'll go to Randy, GE7NXU. How about you, Randy? Any series there you really liked? Over.
Thank you. I think probably one of the best ones was Bad Blood, which I think ran for a couple of seasons. Kim Coates, he was also Tig in Sons of Anarchy, sorry. Sons of Anarchy was good. What's the other one? Breaking Bad, enjoyed those. I've watched a few of those multiple times because I've had people that hadn't seen them, and they were a decent enough of a watch that I didn't mind seeing them again. Take a breath.
Yeah, there's some there that I remember watching when I was younger, and I was surprised to see that on Plex that they still have the old ones. So, you know, pretty good to know that. And, you know, you forget with time, so it's good sometimes to rewatch and enjoy the what you have enjoyed when you were young. So, now I'll go to Sam, K-A-2-S-A-M. How about you, Sam? What was your favorite series? Over.
I got that, and a stand for the monitors, and a stand for the TV. It's awesome. All under $700, and my Mac monitor is actually another Fire TV, which is not quite as good as RealMed, but... use that. Sometimes I watch movies in there as well in my studio, and I use that for video production as well. And my alarm just went off. All right, back to net control.
And The Sopranos. It was another one, I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, you know, I don't usually go back and look at some old television shows. I'll go watch old movies, maybe stream some of those. But as far as nowadays, I watch some of the reality shows, maybe Survivor, Amazing Race, things like that. Not too many other shows. I do like that brand new show on Monday nights. What's it called? I think it's called Mind of a Killer or something like that. I can't remember the name of it. The guy from Grey's Anatomy, and I cannot remember his name, who is the lead actor in this series. It's a brand new series. It's only been out for about 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Very interesting series, actually. About a hitman who's losing his mind a little bit as far as memory and how he goes through his life day by day. It's very interesting, actually. That's about it for me. So I'm going to say 7-3 after you finish this round. So this is K2SAM from New Jersey, and it was nice popping onto the net. So that was my shows that I would expect. Back to net.
Well, Sam, I hope you don't forget next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You're very welcome to the Canada Hub and our tryout Thursday Net. So hopefully I'll hear from you again. Okay, now we go to Adrian. So, Adrian, what series do you... like, and you know, people, you could talk to also about recent series like Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago Police. I try not to miss any of those because they're recent on TV. Just to give you a few examples of my likes. Over to you, Adrian.
Hey, very good, Pierre. I'm mobile now, so hopefully it's coming through okay on my car microphone here. You know, I don't watch a lot of TV, to be honest. I don't say that with any kind of tone to it. I just I'm so busy with music and radio and other things. We might watch a few hours a week, maybe a movie on the weekends. And the type of stuff I like, you would never have heard of. I watch really what people would call really boring shows. Most people, I like really gentle, quiet stuff. So I watch shows about farming. I watch shows about, there's a show called The Detectorists out of the UK that BBC did. And it's like 8 episodes of guys in fields with metal detectors talking to each other. So, you know, it's pretty slow stuff. But, you know, in a crazy world where everything's so hectic and technology and, I don't know, frenetic news, I kind of like that. I'll watch people fish and look for stuff in fields. That's what I like doing. If I do watch a series again, I'll watch something like the old British comedies, like Fawlty Towers and Monty Python and stuff. And even though I've seen it a lot of times, I don't know, I can do that again. But, you know, there's so much new stuff to watch that I haven't seen that I kind of, I kind of figure once I've run out of things to watch that I might go back and revisit some of the older stuff, but I'm always kind of interested to see some new things. Anyway, there you go. A bit of a strange answer. Back to you, Pierre, and I'm going to hop out of the car so I may not be here for the next round. I'm out getting some groceries for everybody for dinner. So 7-3 to all, and see you again. VE7NZ.
Okay, Adrian, have yourself a nice evening and take care of yourself. Next, we'll go to Pete, V3YPD. How about you, Pete? What kind of series do you like? Over.
V3YPD, returning. Mighty Python. Oh my, I haven't seen that in mega years. But, yeah, there you go. Other series, there's so many of them, it's crazy. Yellowstone, Lin Man, what's the other one was Sylvester Stallone, there's a new one there. Jesus, name does come to mind. You ever seen Stranger Things? I recommend that. That's, I think it's 7 or 8 series. And just stick to it. It takes a good 5 or 6 episodes before you really start understanding what's going on. And once you start knowing what is going on, it gets really interesting. It's kind of a fantasy thing because you got some monsters in there, so on and so forth, but it's really good. Another one, Outlander. Another great series. I think it's about 7 or 8 episodes. Seasons. And again, it takes a good 6 or 7 episodes before you start getting to that. And if you can get past that, you will be hooked. I guarantee you that. There's so many out there. It's pretty crazy. Movies and series. I watch a lot of it, especially during the winter, because, well, winter is winter, right? What else are you going to do? Not so much during the summer, so. I'll leave it at that, and like I said, Stranger Things at the air, if you haven't seen it, check it out. I'm sure you'll probably like it, and same with others out there. But other than that, that's pretty much it, and we'll pass it back to Net, V3YPD.
Well, one thing I agree with you, Pete, is that in wintertime, there's not much you can do outside, and it's cold and yuck. So, you know, you're more watching TV, series, and movies, and programs. And, you know, but in the summertime, no. You got to enjoy the outside, get away from the cabin fever, and enjoy yourself. Okay, then, we're going to see, is there any more check-ins? come on down, leave your phonetics twice, and your name. Oh, well, it's been a quiet night, but there's seven people is not too bad. Now we're going to go for last thoughts and comments, and we're going to start. Jay, I'll go backwards. Pete, back to you again. What's your last thoughts and comments? Over.
The double whammy going back to me. Last of comments, not much. Thanks for doing that, Pierre. And I think it's Lewis doing a lug, and I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it is. So thanks for that, Lewis. And thanks for everybody joining up and letting us know your thoughts. That's great stuff. But otherwise, yeah, that's pretty much it. Catch you next week at the same bat channel, at the same bat place, same bat time. We'll catch you guys next week. This is Victor Echo 3, Yankee Papa Delta, signing off for the rest of the evening. Cheers, and be good and be safe.
Okay, thanks for that, Pete. And we'll now go to Randy, V7NXU. Any last thoughts and comments? Go ahead.
I think I doubled with that other chap there from New Jersey, so sorry about that if I did. My guys had called me, so my apologies if we collided. No disrespect intended. No, that's it for me. I'm just waiting to see if I can get a ride to our club meeting tonight and having some chana masala, chickpea curry, and basmati rice. And, just getting organized, and I'll be doing some paperwork tomorrow and then serving my landlord and then getting prepared for my hearing on the 1st. So I will keep busy, but still trying to have fun, trying to stay positive, but triaging for the worst. Being optimistic for the best. 73 for now, Victor Echo 7, Mike X-ray uniform.
Well, 73 to you too, Randy, and take care. Okay, you said you might have heard a guy from New Jersey, KA2SAM. Are you still there? And what's your last thoughts and comments?
Checked out up here.
No, why I call this, Randy thought that he had to talk at the same time as Sam. Okay, then, no problem. We'll go to VE1EP, Emil. What's your last thoughts and comments?
Yeah, very good there, Pierre. No, I think he was, I think you were talking over him when he was talking. He didn't finish talking, and you thought he had finished, so he had a perfect duel there for about 3 minutes. Last thoughts and comments? Still quite active into the Fika balloons, and anyone that wants to adopt one, just send me an email, and it's a lot of fun to watch them. And it happens every morning. You wake up just to find out where your balloon is. So it's a lot of fun. 73 Pierre. Thanks, Louis, for doing the login, and we'll give you all a good night. One Echo Papa Portable Clear.
Okay, Neil 73. And now we'll go to KC5RJL. Louis, what's your last thoughts and comments?
I mean, KPBS, KC5RJL, well, you know, I'm